difference then.
Yeah, that was the difference, and it sounded like it was gonna be a lot of money, but it wasn't. It wasn't a lot of money a month. But it was to us in some ways. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What time your appointment? I forgot.
But we made it, and I.
What time is your appointment? I forgot. What time you need to go get your shot done?
Well, anytime.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. I haven't think about it.
Yeah, anytime. Anytime today. Okay. Mm-hmm. So my husband, when the house was paid for, the people down at the, where we were going to pay every way, was paying it every month. Oh, they put the music on and my husband just danced. Oh, my thing. Now I knew I got something else I could tell, but I can't remember nothing. Because so many things have happened. Yeah. And you don't know how many children I've had. Oh, I told you five. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But you didn't say I asked me about my grandchildren.
How many grandchildren do you have?
I have 16 grandchildren.
Wow.
11 great-grands and one great-great-grand.
Oh, really? My goodness.
Sure did.
Wow.
That's a lot.
What?
Mm-hmm. And you get to see all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's a blessing.
Get to see them all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. And I forgot to ask you, what about your brothers and sisters?
Mm-hmm.
Brothers and sisters of your own.
How many were in your family?
No, all my family. I don't, it's nobody living but me.
But I mean, how many did you have?
Oh, how many did I have? I have five sisters. One brother was killed by lightning.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good sized family, though. Mm-hmm. Okay. And were your parents still living when you left, Nuna?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they were still living. My mother died in 57 when we moved in the house. Uh-huh. My father was already dead. He'd already passed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't have any family, really, no but my immediate family. Mm-hmm. I don't have an uncle, don't have an auntie, don't have a grandma, don't have a grandfather. Mm-hmm. And hate all of those people.
So you're it.
So I'm it.
You're the matriarch. You get to tell them all what to do.
Yeah.
You get to go around like my grandmother says. She says, you don't get to tell me what to do. I'm the mama.
I know. That's right.
So that's what I tell my son when he tries to get bossy with me.
Yeah.
He says, who do you think you're talking to? I'm the mama in this family.
I know. How many children you got?
Just one.
Just one.
That's plenty, it seems.
Hmm.
I said, that seems to be plenty.
Yeah.
Well, we
How
thank...
How old is he?
He's six.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for doing this interview
yeah,
with
thank
us.
Thank you so much.
This has been a pleasure. You have filled in a lot
so
of gaps
much.
That we had.
A but, lot.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad yeah. to come.
That's why I told you boys are so much different from girls, because I've learned that with my son.
Yeah, they
because
are.
Because we had, in my family, we had mostly girls, and uh-huh. That's who I was around. And
right, right,
I just
right.
didn't know
how
different
boys could be.
Man, he is a handful, so.
But me raising those, my two grandboys, then I learned how boys were.
And you were going, oh, I am so glad I did not have boys. See,
yeah.
you were thinking, God knows what we really need
yes.
and what we can handle.
I know.
Okay, here's the consent form. This tells you all about this project and what we've just done.